هون لگل اس بی اس راژیو بشی کردینه.
The 2025 Coffs Harbour International Food and Dance Festival features a variety of international food stalls, traditional and non-traditional dance performances. To tell us more about the event, we have Mr. Tun Tun U, the president of Coffs Coast Multicultural Society, with us from Coffs Harbour. Welcome to SBS Kurdish, Mr. U. Before we talk about the event, could you kindly tell us briefly about Coffs Coast Multicultural Society?
Thank you for having me on your SBS radio. I am the president of Coffs Coast Multicultural Society, which we started in 2023. Initially, we started because in Coffs Harbour City Council, the council used to have multicultural liaison officer and group. During COVID and 2022-23 until now, that multicultural group was no longer there. So we like to represent our multicultural voices to the council and local area. So we started the group of 25 or 28 people. Then it's growing. Started on the 2nd of September 2023. From that, we have like three main things. Inclusion of our First Nation people. So we have a member who are local Kambangian person. We have their support. And of course, the English second language group and the European people. So we have all mixed multicultural, the true multicultural group. Mm-hmm. So we formed it called Coffs Coast Multicultural Society. And we have registered with Fair Trading, New South Wales. We have our ABN. We are all volunteers running. So we started our first international food and dance festival in 2023, which was successfully. So we have planned it again in 2025.
Mr. U, can you tell us about the Coffs Harbour International Food and Dance Festival? What does it involve? Who does it involve?
International Food and Dance is because Coffs Harbour welcomed and received a first refugee in 2000, refugee settlement in 2000. And in 2008, Coffs Harbour Council declare the refugee-friendly local council area. Since then, we have Refugee Days, Harmony Week celebration. So this International Food and Dance Festival is a kind of promoting the multiculturalism here. And also, the vision is we want to have harmonious and fostering of inclusion amongst all different ethnic groups and different cultural groups, increase understanding and increase our mutual respect. Showcasing of our culture, our diversity, our music at International Food and Dance Festival. So far this year, and we are able to get it at least 25 groups. There will be 48 performances starting from like 9:40 to 4 p.m., which will be like all different dances like Greek dance, European music, and the Middle East music, Asian, all sort of things, yeah.
You have a Yazidi community there, a Yazidi community who speaks Kurdish Kurmanji. Are you able to tell me how many of the Yazidi community are in Coffs Harbour?
This question I cannot answer directly. I can say we have a large group of Yazidi community in Coffs Harbour, and there's a Yazidi association in Coffs Harbour. We do have the two groups performing the Yazidi dance at the festival. So Shingala Yazidi dance, woman group that we lock in, and there will be another young Yazidi boy going to play musical instrument. Yeah.
You just mentioned that there will be a Yazidi dance group performing and
yes.
two groups actually. What about food stalls and all that?
We have 8 food stalls, so which will be Philippine food and then Italy food and Slovenia food. There will be like 7 different cultural food plus 2 coffee stalls. We can't have many stores because of the speed limit that we are having now. And we are also only expecting from 800 to 1,000 people. So that food store will be enough to cover those audience coming on that day.
Could you please tell us when and where the event will be held?
International Food and Dance Festival, the IFED Festival, will be held on 29th of March at Showground in Coffs Harbour, we will be starting from 9:45 to 4 p.m., which will be indoor. Even though the weather is forecasting rain, we will be all right because we are doing all indoor. The program will start with the smoking ceremony by our First Nation people, Gambangia people. Then we will have a welcome to country speech by the local elder, Andy Jenny. Then we will have a welcome to country dance. Then we will have the distinguished guests. One is Honorable Cameron Murphy. He's representing on behalf of Minister for Māori Culture. Then we will have a speech followed by our mayor here. Then dance will start.
Okay, Mr. Hatun Hatun U, President of Coffs Coast Multicultural Society, thank you for being on SBS Kurdish.
Thank you very much for having me on SBS Kurdish.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.